Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. Jeff Evans, returning your call.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
How are you, yourself?
Good. Just getting in here in the morning. Pretty busy. Just had a couple questions for you. I'm working on your file right now. Number one, I was told that you kind of have some kind of timely need for this cash, correct?
Well, yeah, I've got a project coming up, but yes.
Is there any start date that we're working on? Like, I'm hoping to get some numbers in front of you by today, though, just for reference.
Oh, no, I mean, within a week or so. I mean, I don't know how long this normally takes. I've never done this before, so. I mean, tomorrow, I don't need it tomorrow.
Okay, I gotcha. Sometime, hopefully, maybe if we can get this funded this week, early next week, that'll work for you?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Yeah, so I just had a couple questions here. I noticed on the application that the physical location address was left blank. Do you have a location, or do you just work out of the, I saw you had a P.O. box on there for the billing address.
I don't know. It's 4652 Route 9 South.
It's 4652 Route 9 South.
Plattsburgh, New York.
Where is Plattsburgh, New York? Is that, upstate somewhere?
It is 2.5 hours north of Albany, if you know
Oh,
Albany
okay,
is.
You're really up there. Yeah, I'm originally from, like, the Manhattan area, New Jersey area, so I kind of was familiar.
We're 20 minutes south of the Canadian border.
So
we're an hour from Montreal.
Yeah, so you're really, really up there.
We're at the end of New York.
Yeah, I used to go skiing up there in upstate New York. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
Yeah,
I was like something with a W. I remember that, but
beautiful. The only legitimate real ski area here. I mean, there's a couple little dinky mountains, but the only real place that destination skiers come to is Whiteface.
Yeah, no, that's definitely it. You get out pretty often every weekend, man.
My son is in a ski club there, and a parent has to be on the mountain. So,
oh, wow.
I ski 40 times a year, probably.
I'm so jealous. Last year, I didn't get out at once. I broke my ankle right in the beginning of the season, so it just ruined it for me. I'm kind of excited to get out. My ankle. And that was the beginning of December, so I really didn't get out last year at all.
But, you're in California, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have Big Bear is about 3 hours away. I make the trip once or twice to Mammoth with my uncle or something like that. That's some great skiing, man. I want to get out to Tahoe too this year, hopefully, but you just never know.
No, so Whiteface is 40 minutes from my front door.
Damn, that's awesome.
And then we skied in Vermont. Do a little bit once or twice a year. We ski in Vermont.
Stratton or Killington, one of those guys.
J Peak.
Okay, I'm familiar.
Because J Peak is more of a destination. They're a resort. So you park in the parking lot of the hotel. They have a water park.
Okay.
A couple of bars and restaurants. So you ski there for the weekend, and never have to go anywhere.
Yeah. No, that's
Tremblant and Canton, north of Montreal. Tremblant's amazing. We were there for the first time last year. Skied for 4 days. They got 8 inches of snow the first day, and they got 2 inches of snow every night. It's a destination resort type thing. There's 12, 15 different hotels, restaurants, bars, stores. Parking garage.
I think my parents went there last year, Mont Tremblant.
Yes, to me.
I'm pretty sure they went there. The nightclubs everywhere and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's 2.5 hours for us, and we went over winter break with a bunch of families. I have a 12-year-old, it was phenomenal. It was probably one of the best quick vacations I've had in a long time because
I heard good things about it. Let me just finish up with these questions real quick. What are you looking for as long as ideal term length? Have you discussed that with Felix at all? Did you shed some light on 18 months would be ideal? Perfect. Yeah. With something maybe like 12 months, you'd be able to swing, or is that a little bit too short?
I'd rather do 18.
Okay. 12 to 2.
I mean, if you're asking me ideal, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, I want to know what's going to make you, you know, what are you looking for? What are your goals here? Because, you know, I'm working on this, and I don't want to kind of come back to the table with something so far off and waste everyone's time here. Ideally, you're looking for, I mean, ideally you wouldn't want to have a daily payment, but, you know, from what I'm looking at so far, you're probably going to daily or weekly. Is that okay with you?
I prefer monthly, but, you know, if you're asking me what I want, I'm going to tell you. And then I think we originally talked on 40. You mentioned 40, but I think I want to change that to 32.
32?
If possible. Yeah.
Yeah, so you only really need 32K?
Yeah.
What is the minimum amount? Is that basically it? That's your, I can't go lower than that? Okay, gotcha. Perfect. If we did get you something higher, I mean, it's really nice with these. If you qualify for 50, we can just say, hey, we need 32, tailor it to exactly what you need. So it works in your favor there. Hey, Jeff, are you banking with anyone currently? Like, who's your...
KeyBank.
KeyBank?
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have a line of credit with them or anything like that? Or
no, I don't, actually.
Okay. Do they offer you one or just haven't...
Long time ago, and I don't, those are dangerous.
Yeah. Here's a blank check, pretty much.
I had one, I paid it off, and those are just, in my opinion, they're too easy to access money from.
Yeah, no, it's easy to spend money that's not yours, you know.
Yeah, nope.
Very easy. But, pretty much.
You know, this came up, it looks attractive, we'll see how it works.
No, it's nice because you get that fixed. It's really nice for the budget because you can just know, you know, I need this money. This is what it's going to cost me. There's no tricks. There's no hoops to jump through. It's very cut and dry, black and white. Like, this is what your daily payment's going to be, or this is what, you know, your... And the daily payments obviously aren't every day. It's Monday through Friday, so it's like 20 times a month. And, you know, it's not, some people, like, really get bent out of shape over them, but if you just kind of budget it the right way, there's no reason it's any different than a monthly, you know, if you...
Yeah. If I can't get monthly, I'd prefer weekly.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, too, we're really flexible. I've had, you know, done this in the past where people really, really needed a monthly payment, but, you know, they didn't have the credit and everything really wasn't there to get them into that program. So what I had them do was, you know, it basically call up the funding department once they funded their loan and just schedule something to where they prepay at the beginning of the month, almost like rent. It's a monthly payment, quote unquote, for them as far as cash flow is concerned. And as far as the bank is concerned, they don't really care because they're getting their daily payments, but just up front. So, you know, for cash flow perspective, it's a, you know, monthly payment, quote unquote. And the bank's happy because they're, you know, the only reason they do this is because it's very high risk. So they like to get their little bit back every day instead of a big chunk at once.
I get you.
So, you know, we can also kind of get around that, too, with that little trick. But I pretty much have everything I need. Should be able to get you some numbers, hopefully, later today, at worst, tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll touch base with you. Nice talking to you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.